My husband and I went to visit his family in Connecticut this Thanksgiving. I'm always so grateful that when I'm taking any trip, I know all that I'm learning at Plainfield has been so helpful to me. And I'm so grateful for everything I've learned and for all that I'm doing at Plainfield. The crowds were truly overwhelming at Thanksgiving. But from the beginning, we had the most amazing help. We went into Union Station in D.C., and I approached a man who seemed to be an officer of some kind and just asked him a question about the track. But to my complete surprise, he stepped forward, told me to get my husband nearby because he was just going to take us and put us on the train. So he led us to an elevator where no one else was and put us on our train. Needless to say, we were very grateful. Now, when we got out in New York, in Pennsylvania Station, a man and his wife who had been sitting near us said we would go upstairs together to get a cab. But then he told his wife to just wait down there, and he would come back for her after he got us a cab. When we got upstairs with him, there were almost no cabs. And after 10 or 15 minutes of trying, we were all trying, he told us to just wait. And then he suddenly came back. He went away and suddenly came back and said he'd got us an Uber cab and it was already paid for. And he said he told the driver to be sure to put us out right in front of the main entrance of Grand Central Station because we had to take another train to get up to Western Connecticut. So he did. The policeman seemed to object when he made a U-turn in front of the station. But then he also left his cab there and went in with us into the station to get someone to help us. We tried to pay him, but he refused, saying he had already been paid. And he put us with another person in that station who took us all the way to our train and refused to take any money. A friend of mine, I told about it today, said, they must have been angels. When we are working for and living with God, the most beautiful things can happen. And thank you for the beautiful readings tonight, the healing of the nations for all.